what a beautiful engagement ring they have sent. And the wedding crown, oh, how becoming it is.
I have the crown in my hair and the bells are tolling. See, I'm dressed for the bridegroom. How I wish the earth would cover me and the bees would hum over me. Is there not an old song?
Why join two hands that do not seek each other?
nail them together. The ring stings like a viper.
But this Prince Leos is said to be as handsome as a young Greek god.
But a man.
Well?
A man I do not love.
But perhaps when you meet him, you will.
Am I like the stream in the woods, which must mirror every image that bends over it?
My poor little lamb.
Prepared for the sacrifice.
My child, I cannot bear to...
But I am not prepared. And I will not be prepared. There must be another way.
What way can there be?
Any way that leads away from this. Come, gather my things together, quickly.
But your father!
When the sacrificial priests come to lead their offering to the altar, they shall find their lamb has grown wings and taken flight.
To where?
Anywhere else but here.
Yamu, your queen is in danger.
Magnificent, your majesty, magnificent. Against all of the rules.
The king has no rules. He makes new ones as he play.
How clever.
A king can never lose. That is his prerogative.
I am no match for your majesty. I surrender.
Call the prince. Where is the prince? I wish him to learn how one should win without following the rules.
Yes, your majesty.
Anton. Have I had my exercises this morning?
Yes, your majesty.
I don't seem to remember, but I feel I need some more. I think I'll do the bending exercise.
It is my duty to remind your majesty that the most worshipful royal knee must be massaged before bedtime.
Oh, yes, my rheumatism.
May I express my humble admiration for your majesty's bravery and courage?
What have I done?
Having a rheumatic knee massaged. I know this for myself. Yet your majesty keeps on smiling.
You don't think I'd let him touch the sick one, do you? This is the rheumatic one.
How clever.
Yes. Oh, that makes me feel much, much better. The doctor says I must lose weight by exercising. And I do.
Platon,
more chocolates. And where are those sweets?
Coming, your majesty. They're coming.
Has the Princess Lena arrived yet? I said, has the Princess Lena arrived yet?
Not yet, your majesty.
Well, I hope she isn't late for her wedding. The prince should marry her. Yes, indeed, he should. Such an alliance, such a dowry. 10 cows, 1 bull, 2 horses, 1 goat, and an army of 10 soldiers, real soldiers with swords and guns. Oh. What are you doing? Your majesty!
A tragedy!
A calamity!
Oh!
Oh!
What is it? What is it?
The prince!
Abducted?
No!
He looked?
No!
Killed?
No! No. He!
Run!
Away!
Oh. Before the wedding! It can't be! I am fainting! I! My carpet! Quickly!
It's carpet!
Your Majesty, he left a note.
Read it.
Well, it said, Papa.
Dear boy.
Papa, I do not wish to become a silly, foolish king.
What? What?
I want to laugh and be happy.
Silly boy.
I I do not wish to be surrounded by idiots.
Like you! Find the prince. Send out a entire police force after him. Yes! Both of them!
Oh, I am fainting again. My heartless, my heartless.
Kingdoms and a handful of counties all in half a day. What's your hurry? You're running away from something. Marriage and kinghood, all right. But don't you think it matters what you're running to?
Ideals, Valerio. For instance, I have in me the ideal of the perfect woman. Infinitely beautiful and infinitely dumb. Somewhere she must exist.
Anywhere.
Ideals? I must pursue them and I must find them.
Before you find them, be careful they don't find you. Stand your assignment.
Because
there's a clean shirt in it to put on at night. When the evening comes, my brow is furrowed, my cheeks are hollow, my eyes are dim. The only time left to put on the shirt is a nightshirt and off to sleep.
Yes, that is comparable to human life, but what is not?
Wouldn't it be smarter in the heat of the day to sell the blasted pack at a tavern and get drunk and lie in the shade until evening?
By the merest coincidence, just when you happen to mention a tavern, there appears a real tavern not far ahead at the roadside.
There it is. It seems that I, too, have the power of materializing the ideal. There it is. What are we waiting for?
bid her good night. I will bid her good night.
By my oath, she has made me tight. The day was bubbling with delight.
Between presses until they are withered and dry. When the scientist studies life, it is not life anymore.
Well then, let's be poets.
Life is a nightingale singing for us invisibly day and night. All one must do is listen. But the poets imitate the ethereal song with their croaking earthly voices.
Well then, let's drink. If the bottle doesn't become your master, it'll be your mistress and a faithful sweet one.
What a strange, intoxicated night. The clouds are motionless, and only the moon wanders tonight.
Thank you.
strange about feedings, all quite cozy and familiar. The moon is a golden tavern sign on which the stars spell out in silver letters, Inn of the Heavenly Bodies.
Making the earth a table on which is set flowers and wine.
And we lie like playing cards.
With which God and the devil while to play away the time.
You are the king of hearts and I the knave. The only card missing is the beautiful queen with the big red heart. There she is. I wonder who drew that card. God or the other party?
Why, hurry, my proper lady, that respect. The full limbs are quite
exposed. My breezes all the way up to your honorable garters.
If they think they could excuse my duplex here, I'd be told in the landscape by opening my such a mouth.
His butt will protect you lest your nose, like fate, should meet and move. Yo!